into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Fern and I needed like a little bit of a hardcore opening here. We were just stuck in LA traffic and we're feeling crazy.
We need a drink, but
I know maybe there's some vodka left from our Christmas party we had this weekend.
We'll have to hit it up after this.
Oh my god, I love this song though. And I crank this in the car and I'm like, yes.
It helps.
I feel like badass, like Eleanor. Hey, guys. It is AfterBuzz TV, the Royals After Show. Tonight, we're going to be covering Season 2, Episode 5, Something About the Spirit. I already lost the name of the show here. The Spirit I Have Seen?
I think that's it.
That is The Spirit I Have Seen. I'm your host, Megan Stecker, and tonight I'm joined by my fave co-host. Don't tell the other girls.
Hi, friend Renee here.
Okay.
So love the other girls. They'll be back next week, though.
Yes. And I have some super, super exciting news to share for the show that I'm going to start the show out with because I can't hold it in any longer.
No.
And hopefully I don't mess anything up tonight and get in trouble with E. So I had a super awesome weekend. I had to call Fern right after it happened. Last week, Maria invited me to come with her to E! Over the weekend to tape a special, The Royals Hangover. So if you guys are super fans and you're heading to E! Online, they do the Royal Hangover after show over there. Usually Will Marfuji, who's a producer slash correspondent for E! News, hosts it. But I have some information. In 2 weeks, Episode 7 is going to be phenomenal. So I have seen ahead a few weeks, so I hope I don't slip up and spoil anything tonight. I'm going to try my best to stay
I'll
on
give you
track.
Like a
I'll be like, so Fern, did, so where are we at there? So episode 7 is so stinking major and amazing and different and great, and you're going to love
and
it.
And we finally get answers, right?
You're going to get some answers, finally, is all I can
all
say.
I want,
well,
your
it's just like... It's just, like, I don't know, exciting things happen, I guess I should say.
Right,
and
good.
That's it. Because every week we get answers to the things that were questions
some
the week
things,
before
yeah.
or things that were a mystery the week before. So I'll just say that it's so major. Maria taped a really special edition of The Royals.
You got to meet
the
some
Royal
awesome
after
people.
Show. I got to meet some amazing people who may or may not be on the show. And I can show a photo of it later. So 2 weeks. Tune in, you guys. It's going to air on E! Right after the episode. So that should be the 27th, I believe. Sunday the 27th.
Yes. So our after show, the 29th. Tune in and Megan will
And I'll fill
it
in.
All.
Yeah, I'll spill my guts. But wow. Yay. So the Royals is getting better and better and better and can't wait for the next few weeks and in the whole rest of the season. Okay, so let's start with our regular show tonight.
Back to our regular scheduled
Oh my
program.
Gosh, and I'm praying I don't slip up on anything tonight. So Cyrus, this episode was very Shakespearean.
Yes.
In that he's being visited by Simon's mm-hmm. ghost. I think it was 4 or 5 occasions
yeah.
I counted.
Mm-hmm.
That...
Starting with him getting ready and you see Simon yeah. behind him. And they had so many good exchanges. I love mm-hmm. the one where he was like... You know, Cyrus is kind of like, why didn't you ever let me get any of the sunshine? And he's like, you don't deserve it because you
yes.
demand it. It was so good.
It was crazy. I loved their conversations because at times Cyrus got angry with him mm-hmm. and it was like he would do something and it would chase Simon's ghost away.
Mm-hmm.
Like he would think that he was winning.
Right.
And in the end, it's kind of like Simon told him, you can't escape your sins. You may be able to in this lifetime. But mm-hmm. then he gives a great line, which I had written down in my notes that I accidentally don't have with me. So I'm wondering if it was a line from Hamlet or another
Oh, I know.
Shakespeare.
Was it toward the end?
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. And I didn't write it down either. It's been one of those days for the both of us.
I know. One of those days.
We'll tweet it because it was, I know exactly what you're talking about, and it was wonderful and meaningful.
Yes.
Yes.
Very poignant scenes for Cyrus. I feel like Cyrus was really the...
I wonder
he was the king of the episode this week.
He was. I wonder when they taped that, because he's that actor, who's such a great actor, who played King Simon, isn't on the show anymore, but he is.
It was, well, it's very exciting to see him again. Yeah. I'm sure he was hired for this episode. Yeah. How cool.
Very nice.
It was great to see him. The episode does start out with making Violet his Lady of the Privy Chamber. Mm,
very nice. Nice title. She's been promoted.
I say to go from... I mean, his chick on the side with a great new wardrobe from the maid, that is like jackpot Christmas Day.
Huge promotion.
Oh my gosh. Do you think that this, I don't know, I was confused if that was because of how he's feeling about her or seeing Simon's ghost or like where this all
I don't know played because into. When we saw her at the event and Queen Helena came up and said, "So is that our new whatever?" And he corrected her with her new title.
Yeah.
It seemed to me, because you never know on the show, but it seemed to me that maybe him and the queen are planning something devious, that maybe they know something about her, that she knows too much, so they have to keep her close. Who knows?
Mm.
We're always speculating with this show. But the way she said it, it felt like it had a double meaning. Like, she knows something about this girl.
Okay.
Who's now the head of whatever her title is. And so then maybe they're going to use her for something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Titles were a big thing this week because the Lady of the Privy Chamber was brought up. And then Helena was in a squabble with the Deputy Prime Minister. And I forget what the Deputy Prime Minister called her, like a Dowager Queen or something.
Oh, yeah.
And
then
the Queen corrected her and said, "No, I'm Queen Consort." That's what she said. "I'm Queen Consort." Mm-hmm. And she's like, "You better study your royal lineage or something." So maybe that is... kind of for us fans who were all like, "Well, it doesn't make sense that she would still be queen." Mm-hmm. And like, if she never was royal, why would she be a queen in the first place, even though she married the king?
Yeah, well, it's always, you know if a king is born into, you know, he's born a prince and then he becomes the king, his wife is always the queen. She's
oh,
not
really?
The queen, but yeah, she's always the queen.
Because,
but if a girl is born a princess and she marries her husband, he can never be king. He's always the prince.
Oh, he just is a prince.
So it's like the queen is now, her husband is Prince of Edinburgh or something like that. He has
like a title like that.
Prince Philip. But, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so
now I get it.
She's the queen consort, yes.
Okay.
Because she married. And then if she were, I guess, like the queen mother, then she would be the dowager, like the older lady, basically.
Okay, got it. Okay, thanks, Fern.
Yes, surely.
History.
Have you ever read The Other Boleyn Girl? It's about Anne Boleyn and King Henry VIII. It's and her
Did
sister.
They have a movie?
Yes.
I may have seen the movie, but not read the book.
With Scarlett Johansson and Natalie Portman. But the book was so good and will give you a whole appreciation of the British royal family. It sounds like it wouldn't be interesting. It's amazing. It's by Philippa Gregory, and if you've read it, please tweet me because it's one of my favorite books.
Well, I'm sure that some of the fans would be super into that.
Yes, it's awesome. It's an amazing book.
What would you call people that are, like, obsessed with, like, royalty and monarchy?
Like, royalists or, like, I don't know. There's this fan magazine, I think it's called Majesty, which I actually do not, I've never read it, but I've seen it, and I was like, I have to subscribe to this because I'm into this stuff. But I guess maybe an Anglophile? I don't know.
Oh, I like that. Is it? Is this magazine for all kinds of royal families in Europe?
I think it
Europe?
Is. Yeah,
okay.
I think it is.
Ooh, I love that stuff.
I know, because some of the other royal families are super scandalous,
too. I feel like People covers a lot of the royalty.
Yes,
and,
I love
and
it.
And it's so exciting. It's like, oh, so-and-so got married. They're always so frigging good-looking and marrying the most good-looking people.
It's so interesting.
And they're popping out good-looking babies.
And it's always like, what is their life like? It's so curious. Yeah, it's so
well, now we know, thanks to the royals. Thanks, Mark Schwann. Gosh, what else is going on with Cyrus? So, he has an interesting meeting with the Deputy Prime Minister where she's basically threatening him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's crashed through the memorial, which I was convinced at the end of the episode was like, done, it's over. He's in trouble. The people want to kick him off the throne now.
This is it.
Done. And it's all covered up the next day. I thought there was no way they could cover this up.
Exactly. There were at least 10 people who saw it.
Mm-hmm.
How much money did they give them that they covered it up? And in this day and age where everyone has a phone and a camera and Twitter, and they're mm-hmm. like, probably like, I just saw the king get plastered and right. knocked down the monument. How is this possible? It's a little, that's a little bit of a stretch, a little hard to believe for me, but no way. Do you hear music?
Ooh, I do. Ooh, I love it. So the way that they covered it up was they paid off the witnesses, the few
right
witnesses
away,
that we
been.
Saw. Yeah,
it was a
and
lot
then,
of money.
Right. And then they started a rumor that the anti-monarchists were responsible for demolishing the memorial.
Okay.
Which, God, I love the way they said it. Demolishing. Mm. I was going to say, like, I was going to say, like, smash the glass. Like, no, demolishing the memorial.
That's like my friend from England's like, I have to take my shoes to the cobbler. I'm like, the shoe guy?
So proper.
The cobbler?
Yeah.
I'm like, I call him the shoe guy.
I'm like, the shoe repair guy. You know, on the corner of 15th and Chestnut.
Right, exactly.
Back in Philly, that was like where my shoe guy was, like, 15th and Chestnut. God. Before and I are on one today. This is a special episode, you guys.
Very special.
We are feeling loose and ready to say anything.
So they said it was the anti-monarchist. That's okay.
So that's
the
rumor.
Point the finger.
And she also makes a point of saying, check page 5. Mm-hmm. So this is all about the people not liking him. And he sees mm-hmm. the political cartoon about himself.
Right.
Which I love that they make it about his chin because right. it just goes so well with the actor and his character, and mm-hmm. it's perfect. But he does
he's
end
another
up...
another great actor. He's so good in this.
Amazing.
Like, I hate him. I'm like, he's doing a really good job. He's making
amazing.
Me hate him.
Like, beyond.
Yeah.
I want to say something, but I can't.
I'm sorry.
But I can't. I'm holding things in.
Oh, gosh, we're getting a note. An obsession with English royalty is called. How awesome is our new producer? He's really on it. Thank you.
Oh, Anglomania!
Anglomania.
I love it. Thank you.
Thank you. I would call myself an Anglomaniac. Very nice.
Me too. Oh my God, the things you learn doing shows here at AfterBuzz.
So you were going to accidentally slip. Thank God you didn't.
Yes.
But it was something about Cyrus, about his chin?
Well... just
okay.
about,
all right.
Let's just say about Cyrus.
Okay.
Okay, so he ends up, he invites the cartoonist to he's going to knight someone, this knighting mm-hmm. ceremony. And it seems like he's inviting him just to be nice, and it looks like he might make nice. But in an argument he had with Simon's ghost, he's like, no, I'm going to show you that I'm the king, and I'm going to be a powerful king and not mm-hmm. nice. He has the cartoonist arrested in front of everyone at this ceremony, and he has an argument with the ghost right after.
Right.
And he's so smug and proud of himself, and actually chases the ghost away, which mm-hmm. is crazy.
Yeah. And he's basically saying, like, I don't know if this was before or after, but he said, like, nobody's going to remember you. They
yes,
remember
it was
these,
right
like,
then.
Like, King Henry VIII. They
yes.
write books about him. That's the evil ones yeah. are the ones they remember.
He said, they're never going to remember you're
yeah.
a nice king, and mm-hmm. they'll remember me.
Yeah.
Man.
All right, if that's what you want, just to be remembered.
I go down
in history, Cyrus. So yeah, he has him arrested at the... That's great for PR.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of arrested, let's talk about another huge, huge storyline that happened. So the queen asks Lucius to go find Alistair. And deliver a note to him. She mm-hmm. wants to see him.
Mm-hmm.
So he comes back and says, I can't find him. His cottage is deserted. His car's been gone. The neighbors haven't seen him.
Yeah, right.
And his mobile. Mm. And what about his mobile? I love that. So fancy. His mobile. His phone's been turned off as well. So the queen is like, I know him. He's lying to me. She goes to Price and wants Price to go investigate. Price comes back with the unfortunate news that it looks like yeah. something went down as far as there's a burn mark from a shell casing from a gun firing mm-hmm. and no sign of a struggle. So it looks like someone's covered something mm-hmm. up.
Good investigation.
I know. I loved this whole mm-hmm. thing. This gets crazy. This gets
oh,
crazy. So the queen then confronts Lucius, mm-hmm. says, oh, I saw Alistair today in the crowd. He's like, oh, you couldn't have. They have an argument. She mm-hmm. gets it out of him that he got rid of mm-hmm. or, like, took care of Alistair. He said he was a loose end, liability.
I felt so bad for her when she said he's dead. When he said...
He
when
got
he
rid
confirmed
of him.
It,
yeah.
when he said he's dead, I felt so bad for her.
Well, I've never,
I felt like
yeah,
she was really devastated.
Well, we've never seen her get upset
yes.
in that way. It's usually a cold, like a cold stare and a kind of like she had that argument with the deputy mm-hmm. prime minister about how they work the room and let people know they're angry without raising their voice.
Right, right.
She raised her voice. She slapped him.
It was so, when she slapped him, I was like,
yes. I know. She's like, where is he? God damn it. Like, slapped him.
Loved it.
That was great. That was a great scene.
Oh, I felt so bad for her. Like, the love of her life. It was, mm-hmm. yeah, it was awful. But it was a great scene.
And then how she very quietly dismissed him. So mm-hmm. shock upon shock for us, she opens the door, she flings open the doors, and Price is waiting right there to arrest, or like keep Lucius until mm-hmm. the police come to arrest him.
Right.
So the amazing thing is that she was just like, no, walk away. Like, how mm-hmm. she goes back into
but she
her,
had
like...
tears welling up in her eyes. Know. Oh, it was horrible.
She's like, Alistair's not the only one I won't see ever again. Now, walk away. Oh, my God. We live for her.
Yes.
We live for our
amazing.
Evil queen. I love yes. So it gets even crazier yeah. from there. I mean...
I thought he really was going to blow his brains out, but then I was like, right. Christ can't let him do that. But he let him do something else.
Here's where I'm so confused. Why did Price talk him into confessing?
I think because Price knows who really did it and can't okay. reveal it.
Okay. Because it's looking to us like he could be guilty right now. Yeah. Because it's like the guy, the mystery man from the shadows blamed him. Mm-hmm. And now he's trying to pin it on Lucius uh-huh. For Lucius to claim that he did it. I mean...
For a second, I was like, maybe he and Lucius know that Lucius really did it. So maybe... Okay. Maybe it is the truth and he's just making him say it. But then I was like, I don't know. I think it's more that he framed him mm-hmm. because he really knows who did it, but he can't reveal it because he'll get too many people in trouble, including himself. So he made Lucius do it, I think.
Oh, my God. It was so confusing to me. So it's going to be one of those things that, like, we have to wait to see it unfurl and, like, why and who did it, who done it. Right. Because it wasn't Lucius.
Because we still really don't know who did it, yes.
Right. I mean, that scene where he was confessing in... prison was so good.
Yeah.
It was so short, but
yeah.
so good.
No, it was horrible for him, but yes.
What a good actor. Yeah. Everybody on this cast.
Yeah, so good.
Beyond. All right, I'm thinking, is there anything else? So then she gets emotional talking to Cyrus saying, now I have to go lie to the kids. All these lies I've yeah. told. And it's like, wow, we've never seen her get this upset.
Yeah.
I think we've seen her emotional in season one in different ways. She didn't even get upset really over Simon's death. It was yeah. always like... Stonewall, stone
or her
cold,
own
stone
son
face.
She was right. always stone yes
and yeah so we yeah. finally are seeing emotion out of her and she's mm-hmm. upset that she's gonna lie to the kids. She had a tender moment with the kids mm-hmm. when she told them to choose love
yeah and now she's lying to their faces.
She lies to them about Lucius being the killer,
but I think she probably thinks she's doing a good thing, like it'll give them closure
mm-hmm. they can I wonder
go
why,
on with their lives.
I wonder why she's so sure that he didn't do it. Does she know that he is the type that would claim it for the monarchy? Like, the monarchy was his job, his life.
Yeah.
So that's why he's doing it?
Yeah. Or maybe even Ted told her.
Maybe.
I don't know.
It's crazy. I love where this is all... Go. I don't know. It's
crazy.
Like,
you?
Why would he? Yeah.
So my, do you know more? Don't slip.
Moving on. Okay. So, I'm going to call her both names. Mandy, Samantha. So, Eleanor continues her little
yes,
sexual there. Dalliances with yes. this girl who has told Eleanor her name is Mandy, but Jasper's calling her Samantha. Mm-hmm. So, her name's really Samantha. So, Mandy / Samantha is continuing her relationship with Eleanor, and we get find out in the end it's because she wants to steal the diamond with Jasper.
Like, that was the whole reason he's been there from season one, episode one, was for that big cursed diamond.
Dropping bombs. So right? he was like, this is my con. But she's convinced that he fell in love with yes. Eleanor, or mm-hmm. else he would have already done it and been out and
yeah.
gone. And
yeah.
She says he is the one who went radio silent.
Yes.
So it's his fault that she showed up.
Yeah. I feel like when I heard con, I was like, oh, come on. Like, I wanted you to be a good guy. But he is. I think it started as a con. He fell in love. His feelings changed. And maybe he's going to rescue Eleanor from Samantha because she's about to do something awful, maybe. I don't know.
I mean... stealing that ginormous diamond in the middle of the night in the palace is pretty awful, I would say.
Yeah.
The Chloe Noir. Have we ever heard it called that? Was it called that?
I think that one episode.
Yeah, where Cyrus wanted to use it for the ceremony.
But I think Jasper almost doesn't want the diamond anymore. I feel like he's in love and really cares about Eleanor and just doesn't care anymore.
Mm-hmm. He wants to just do right and actually be her bodyguard or be Liam's bodyguard, just to be near her until he can get her back into his arms.
Yes, I agree. And I just feel so bad for Eleanor. Like, she just can't get a good one. Like, guy or girl, who cares? Like, just someone to really be honest with her and love her and treat her right. I feel like she only has her brother. She has no one else who is true to her. It's so sad. But hopefully Jasper turned out to be good, but I don't know. Some people don't like him.
Well, I wish she and Liam would spend more time together so that she wasn't always hooking up with people that are screwing her over. Screwing her and screwing her over.
Seriously. It's really sad. Ugh. So, I know there's fans, especially Sherry, our number one fan on Twitter.
Hi!
She loves Eleanor. We have to make sure we talk enough about Eleanor. Unfortunately, this episode was not
very
Lenny-centric. So.
Yeah. A little light on her.
Yeah.
But
at least we know what the con was about.
Right. And I feel like because we're setting up this huge, they're going to... So she says at the end of the episode, the twins' birthday is the perfect time for us to steal this diamond and, pack your bags and get ready, baby, because we're moving up this...
Mm-hmm.
I forget what word she used. We're moving this up. Yeah. So I guess the twins' birthday is right around the corner, and... Maybe we'll get some more Eleanor-centric episodes.
Yes.
Coming
hopefully.
Up. And some more craziness with Mandy / Samantha.
Yeah.
But Jasper is really... The funny thing to me is that I like how they covered it up with Jasper's character saying, the heat's on. You can't... these people are going to be looking into you. You're making out with her in front of the paparazzi. Your profile's too high. What are you doing? You're crazy.
Right.
That's so true. People would find out who she really is.
In a second.
Yeah.
In a second, I feel like.
How they at least address that.
Yeah. Because sometimes there are certain aspects of the storyline, with the cover-up. But at least, when they acknowledge it, we appreciate it.
Right. I think one of those things for me right now is how is Jasper allowed back in the palace after everything?
After everything. And how you would think that they have just the best security, that they would know who Jasper and who Samantha are to begin with.
Right.
Of all people, they would know.
So Jasper actually covered Mr. Hill. It was, oh my gosh.
Yeah, Mr. Hill.
Mr. Hill, her new, Eleanor's new security, actually asks Price, I want to look into Mandy more. Mm-hmm. Eleanor and her are getting a little too close, spending so much time together. And Jasper covers and says, I already did.
Right.
And he's like, well, you need to leave that up to him. That's his detail. And give that report to Mr. Hill. So, Jasper's in it. Unfortunately, he's covering for Samantha as well as trying to protect Eleanor at the same time.
Right.
I think it's all for the good of Eleanor because he wants to just get rid of Mandy / Samantha without... Yes. Eleanor ever finding out what's happening, but...
And he wants to protect himself.
That's true. He doesn't want his cover blown.
Right.
You know what's funny to me is how he talked to Liam in his accent. He said that no one from Scotland Yard or am I this and am I that, the military intelligence, or Ted Price has ever... seen this symbol and doesn't know what it means, but he's still talks to Liam in his British accent, and everyone else in his American, and it's just
but
too
does
funny.
he talks to Hill in his British.
Yes,
yeah, because when he's talking to Mandy Samantha, it's in his American, so I guess he truly is American.
Yes,
but I still find that hard to believe. But
Well, it's funny to me that he tried to tell Liam, no, this is my real accent. I'm from Las Vegas in the U.S.
So maybe that was authentic.
And Liam didn't accept it. So he still talks to him in a British accent. Hello, I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe that's going to go somewhere.
Maybe he's conning Samantha and he's really British. I don't know.
That would be great.
Creepy.
Oh, my God. Do you know what I read? It wasn't on E. It was on another website doing their recap of episode 4. Samantha is, remember when he was about to sleep with the queen and he's talking about that crime boss this is back in season 1, and he was talking about the crime boss that he got kicked out of Vegas because He was sleeping with the crime boss's daughter. When he spoke of them, that daughter's name was Samantha.
Oh.
So this is who this character is supposed to be.
Okay.
And it blew my mind. After I read it, I was like, oh my God, how did I not remember that from season one?
I mean, there's so much.
But there's so many names and so many characters.
I'm not surprised.
I know.
At all. Okay. So now it's all, I feel like I have to yeah. I have to have a marathon because then it'll all come together.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I watched this episode once and I watched it again today just to kind of cement everything.
Yeah. So, okay. So maybe he really is from Vegas. Well, I don't know. She's certainly from Vegas. She's certainly a crime boss's daughter. He could still be a Brit who went there and slept with her and then they came up with this con together. He could be conning her. I don't know.
I don't know.
It was light on Liam, too.
It was light on Liam. So what we really got to see some sweet conversations between him and Polo Girl. So we looked up her name. I don't think he's called her by her name yet. So I looked it up on IMDb today, and it said Polo Girl / Wilhelmina. So I'll call her Wilhelmina.
And I think on something they were calling her Willow, I guess she might go by.
Oh, okay.
Because it was like, are you Team Ophelia or are you Team Willow?
Sometimes they speak so quickly.
Yeah.
And I was watching with subtitles that didn't use the names in front of what they were saying. So.
Yeah. But, yes. Yeah. But is she the drunk one from the club?
Yes.
Okay.
This is the girl who's been sticking around since the first episode.
So who is she? How is she, like, in the...
What did she say at the knighting ceremony?
She said she grew up
ceremony?
In Argentina, so she's definitely, like, high society, aristocrat.
Well, her mom's side is. Her dad's side was not.
Right, he was a polo player, she said.
Right, he was Argentinian polo player, and the mom, I guess, was the British aristocracy.
Yeah.
But...
So I guess she's just in those circles.
Right. What did she say in the... Something about her family donates to the charity that the guy who was... So she just comes from money and is in that aristocratic circle. But she has a lot of talks with Liam, kind of just him just like whining about being a royal again. But she says something really interesting to him about you want to get out and you want to run away. But I think the best thing that you can do is be somebody that we can all look up to. She's like, who are we supposed to look up to? Celebrities? Like, no, like we need to look up to you. And I think you should change the monarchy from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was very,
very nice.
Like foreshadowing for us.
Oh, really?
I did. I felt like, and I'm not letting anything slip but when I say that. I just think that that's kind of a foreshadowing of like what Liam's role is to be for us, for the rest of the season, for the show overall.
And I think it had a double meaning. Like, you know, you're supposed to find happiness not by changing your circumstances, but by changing how you view your circumstances. So it was kind of, you know, it was just advice on him finding happiness. So I thought that was good.
Yeah. I thought his reaction to finding out Cyrus smashed the memorial was kind of... tame. Like, like he's not even freaking out at Cyrus anymore.
Right, like I thought he would take like a shard and like go after
him.
Yeah,
I thought it was going to be like a season one situation where he tried to like beat him to a bloody pulp, but no.
Yeah, I guess he's changing, he's growing.
And the Countess kind of had Cyrus's side. She was like, oh, well I guess you guys are just like egging him on, like pissing him off.
Who?
The Queen? The Queen's mom
is the Countess.
Yes. So she was saying, well, you guys just kind of, it was too much for him. Yes. The memorial was like the straw that broke the camel's back. And the Queen's like, oh, it's my fault. Okay, F you.
Right. Why is she on his side? That's something I don't understand at all. So she also, her daughter married into the royal family. So she's not, his mother.
She's just a royal suck-up. That's
total.
It. She just wants the lifestyle. It doesn't matter how she got it, I feel like.
Right. So she's like just... on his side no matter what.
Yeah.
It's weird.
She's awful.
She's awful.
She's just
great.
She's just like, the queen is just like her.
Mm-hmm.
Mother-daughter situation.
They'll do whatever
have to do. They're just moving their little chess pieces all over the board to get their way.
Yeah.
Terrible. Well, honestly, it was a lot, but I feel like we covered everything.
I think we got it all.
Yay! And I didn't spill any secrets.
Yes, good job. I'll do the predictions.
Okay, yeah, I can't do predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions. Okay. Well. I'm going to try not to make any faces or give any allusions to if you're right or wrong.
Well, we know they're going to have a birthday party. We know they're going to go after this diamond. That's what, I don't know. What else is going to happen?
You know, the promo at the end of the episode was awesome. It must be a promo for the rest of the season. Like, like there was like great scenes from them just doing stuff in a studio, like walking through that big red gate.
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
It wasn't really a lot of scene. It wasn't a traditional promo where we see what happens next week. It was kind of like so many scenes. So I want to say it was kind of a tease for the rest of the season.
Okay. So who knows what's going to happen, but my prediction is there's going to be a fight over the diamond.
Okay, a fight over the diamond.
And I think that Eleanor might be the one who saves the day with the diamond, because in this episode, Joan Collins said diamonds, you know, how wonderful she looks in diamonds. She's made for diamonds.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like that was a little foreshadowing that Eleanor is going to, you know, save herself. These two people who tried to con her, she's going to get the better of them and get what they want. And save the diamond somehow. That's my prediction.
What did the Countess give her when she visited her in her room?
She gave her her earrings, I think. Or it was something diamonds.
Well, okay.
Earrings? She opened it. I think it was. I think she gave her the floor something last time.
Right.
And this time it was, I forget, something. And then she said diamonds.
Okay, so it was a gift. She said, I'm going to Monte Carlo, so this is a gift for your early birthday?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so it's going to be the twins' birthday, hopefully. Maybe, hopefully.
Oh, no.
Okay, guys. Well, that's going to do it for us for this week. Christmas is coming. You're going to be here next week, Fern?
I'll be here next week, but I won't be here the week after.
Okay. Yes. Well, I'll be here next week, too.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Sounds
well, that'll do it for this week's The Royals After Show. Join us next week for episode 6 recap. Can't wait. Another week for me to hold in my secrets.
You did a good job.
Thanks. You guys keep the conversation going with us on social media. Fern, where can they find you all?
You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y. And I have a book coming out spring of 2016. It's the story of a single 29-year-old Manhattan lawyer who's guided in her dreams by her dead Italian grandparents. It's called Better in the Morning. There's a reason things are better in the morning, so follow me for release information.
Yay, an author in our midst. So proud of you, doll.
Thank you.
And you guys can find me on Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram. It's all at Megan Stecher. That's spelled M-E-G-A-N-S-T-E-C-H-E-R. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.